Jeeve, agus falchi go dian clar com an lug clas cain le shachtan a shola me Tom Cormack with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock, and always hopefully we have something of interest to you. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be speaking to Donegal manager, minor football manager Declan Bonner, as he looks ahead to Saturday's Ulster Minor Football League final meeting with Derry in Healy Park. Of course, Donegal, the defending champions, bidding for back-to-back Ulster Minor Leagues, and of course Donegal also Ulster Minor champion from last year as well. We'll also hear from Kelly Lacey, the Donegal Ladies GPRO, on the Donegal Ladies Senior Team's prospects in Sunday's Tesco Homegrown Ladies Division 2 National Football League semi-final meeting with Westmeath. And Kelly will be also telling us about how underage is going in the county, especially with a number of underage teams, including the under-14s, in Ulster Championship action at the moment. And also tonight, but first of all tonight, in actual fact, before we hear from Declan Bonner or from Kelly Wilson, just to remind you once again, if you want to text us or contact the programme, you can do so by texting 086-77-00-555. And if you want to text us from the north of Ireland or outside the local dialing area, it's 00353867007005. As I said, Declan Bonner, the Donegal Minor Football Manager, and Kelly Wilson, the Donegal Ladies PRO, coming up. But first of all, we're joined by Neath Porrick, Lifford GA Club Chairman John McDermott, who is spearheading an interesting new project in the border area, which they're embarking on. And well, it's actually National Cleanup Week, Spring Clean Week, and well, as a gesture to the local community, the Neath Porrick Club have decided that they're going to get up and they're going to get out on Saturday, and they're going to clean up the row area, not just the town of Lifford, but also right around the whole club area. So earlier this evening I spoke to John, and he was told me about the new initiative.
Well, John, welcome to the GA programme. And well, I know we always talk about football and football activities and games and hurling and all the activities of the GA, but I have to say that you've come up with a novel way of maybe getting involved and playing your part in your community. You're holding a community clean-up day this weekend. Maybe you tell us a little bit about it.
Tom, basically just myself and a friend were on the phone one day speaking, and he was driving along the road between the Reform Convoy, and he seen all the bags that were out. They had done it up there, and he was saying to me, this would be a great idea, and he's a big supporter of our club as well, you know, he's Johnny McGrath. And he was basically saying we should do something like this in Lifford because it shows a great community spirit, you know. We just took it from there and we started asking people, and a lot of people were interested in doing it.
Yeah, and what has been the response, or what was the reaction to the other club members when you mentioned it?
Ah, look, it's a great idea, you know, great publicity for the club as well. It's a great way for us to give something back to the community, you know, Tom, because our club's completely funded by the people of our parish, you know, from the town and the surrounding areas. So it's a wee way of the club giving something back.
Yeah, and it's the old pride in the parish thing again, isn't it?
Well, that's it, surely. I mean, every parish should have a good community spirit about it, you know, and Lifford does have that, you know. So.
And tell me, what does the clean-up consist of, and where is it taking place?
We'll be starting at our own clubhouse, Tom, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and anybody at all, from they don't have to be involved in the club at all, can come down. The Donegal County Council is supplying us with bin bags, high visibility jackets, disposable gloves and litter pickers. So if anybody has a problem with litter on the side of the road, all they have to do is come down. We'll give them out the stuff free of charge. And myself and a few friends have vans and trailers, so we'll be around collecting the bags and bringing them back into the clubhouse.
And it's not just confined to the area around the football pitch, is it?
No, not at all. No, it'll be out around the bounds. It is Port Hall areas, anywhere at all. Anybody likes to come and get involved, and we'll be starting kind of the tidy towns. Our town is in tremendous shape at the minute, so we'll be starting outside the area, really, around the picnic area.
You have a tidy Collins committee who look after the town area.
Oh, yeah, do a fantastic job, Tom. Yeah, our town's impeccable, you know. So anywhere that people has a problem, then urge them to come out, get involved, you know. It's not open to just the club members. Anybody at all can get involved in it.
And tell me, just remind us again what you're going to do in terms of is litter and...
Be litter, basically, Tom, yes. Yeah, it's a problem in every community, you know, especially around back roads and areas like that, you know, that there is just rubbish lying. People throwing the plastic always lingers about us, you know, and where's lying? we'll just be going around and gathering it up with bin bags, and myself and a few friends will be going around the vans lifting all the bin bags, hopefully, if we can get the people out.
And the Donegal County Council are backing the clean up.
Brian McBurney's the litter warden. He's heavily involved in it. Tremendous support from the Donegal County Council as well.
And again, remind us when it's on.
It's on Saturday, Tom, from 9 o'clock in the morning. Everybody wants to come in. Shouldn't take long now. It won't be an all day thing. A few hours in the morning should wrap it up. There'll be tea and light refreshments at the clubhouse after throughout the day. Anybody wants to come in, we want to get as many people through the gates of the club as we can, you know.
And have you many club members signed up already for it?
A lot of our senior team will be doing it, you know. Now we're not bringing out any underage teams for safety reasons, so they're most of their adult teams and committee members and just members, a lot of members of the parish around my area here and born and behind it greatly, you know.
John, I think it's a great initiative, and it's one an example that more clubs should take up. I noticed the Arua have one coming up, Arua and Ballyshannon have one coming up shortly as well, but certainly it's a great way to give something back to your community and to your parish.
It is, surely, Tom. Without the community, the support of the community that we get, you know, it's tremendous. We wouldn't have a club at all, so it's just a way for us to give a bit back to the community, you know.
That's John McDermott there joining me earlier this evening. He's the chairman of the Niamh Pori Club in Lifford, who have come up with that initiative to clean up their area. It's National Spring Clean Week, I think Jimmy Stafford was telling me. The people of Barnagernock, the local community there, do it as well. And I know quite a lot of communities do it. But I think it's a brilliant initiative for a club, and indeed one that more clubs should take part in and clean up their area. And especially where we're now relying so much on tourism and people coming to our area and expected bumper numbers this year. It's a big congratulations to John McDermott and his committee and all at the Niamh Pori GAA Club. Well, coming up tonight on the programme later on, we'll be here speaking to Donegal minor manager Declan Bonner as he looks ahead to Saturday's Ulster Minor League clash with Derry in Healy Park. Of course, Donegal, the reigning Ulster Minor League champions, having won it last year, and already have played Derry and have defeated them in the minor league in the earlier round of games. But Derry came through last week and with a good victory over Armagh. Donegal defeated Down in their semi-final, so the two teams from the same group, Group B, have qualified for the Ulster Minor League final. That's to come in shortly, but of course Donegal ladies footballers are also in action this weekend, and they maintained their unbeaten run last weekend when they defeated Cavan in a playoff to determine who plays fourth and who plays third in Division 2 to decide the places in the National League. Donegal came through against Cavan, and they're back in action again this Sunday with they play Westmeath, and that game is down in Clonus. 3 o'clock at start for that particular one, and it's part of a double bill with the meeting of Cavan and Armagh in the other semi-final. So Donegal on a great run, Davy Gallagher, Davy McLaughlin and Sean O'Kane and their backroom team doing particularly well this season. And Donegal has quite a number of teams also involved in Ulster Age competitions, and the under-14s begin their campaign this Saturday when they play Cavan. I know the minors and the under-16s have also been in championship action and have been showing signs that a renaissance is on at underage level as well. I'm delighted to say we're joined now by the Donegal Ladies PRO former county player, just retired last year, Kelly Wilson. Kelly, first of all, delighted you could join us, and delighted to have you on the GAA programme for the first time as the new Donegal GAA Ladies Board PRO. And looking at all the emails and all the press releases we're getting, you've been a busy woman.
Oh, no, it's great to take on. No, thanks, and thanks for having me, Tom.
Yeah.
It's great to get the coverage, and I have to say, and I think we've sent the news, have given us the coverage, so thanks for that.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to obviously talk about Donegal ladies and the seniors, and obviously in a league division. Two semi-final on Sunday in Clonus when they play Westmeath. Unbeaten so far in the league, having a great run. But we want to talk, I wanted to maybe concentrate a little bit tonight on what's happening at underage, because I know there's a lot of work being done at underage, and the underage competitions are up and running at this stage.
Yeah, they are, Tom. At the minute, we already have 4 teams in competition at underage, and we have another underage team to go on now in May. It's a new team, the under-21s. So we have actually, for the first time, 2 under-14s teams, one a development squad and the other's a championship squad. So the 2 separate squads and they're 2 separate managements, and the 2 are going very well at the minute. They tune out on Saturday. the development squad, who's headed up by Sabrina White, they're away to Fermanagh, and they've already played two, and they've won one and lost one, so they'll be hoping for their final one now on Saturday. And then the championship squad takes to the field for the first time in championship this weekend. They've already, now, they've had good preparation so far. They went to Gervahi and competed in Ulster Blitz, sort of as a their friendly kind of thing. So they play away to Cavan now on Saturday this weekend.
And that team is managed by Greg Harkin.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And I know from some information you sent us on, a lot of work been done with, by Greg and his backroom team with that squad from very early this year.
Yeah, they got into action quite early this year. And they were down in Rush Fitness as well, and they've done a bit of a pre-season there as well. So they're well prepared this year now. In fairness to Greg, he has his plan well in action.
Yeah, and a big spread of players. I think was it 16 or 17 clubs as well. Very, very big representation. Nearly all the clubs.
Yeah, we have. I think from all, if you're even taking it for senior categories, they have everybody from junior to senior clubs.
And as you said, they have their first game this Saturday. And then who do they play after that?
They're home then the following week to Tyrone, and that's actually going to be a double header against with our minors, who are out against Antrim that day as well.
Yeah, and mention of the minors, they're managed by Seamus Campbell this year, and they have a couple of games. Their championship is up and running, isn't it?
Yeah, they've played two so far, won one and lost one, so they were beat by Tyrone, and just, well, I was at that game myself, and thought they were a wee bit unlucky that day not to come out even with a draw. They made a very good comeback and just really, I suppose, ran out of time that day. And then they went out and they beat Down by double scores then 2 weeks later. So they face Antrim next weekend now in the double header, as I say, with a 14. So fingers crossed, if they can get through that, they have a chance at Ulster finals then.
And where are the under 16s in terms of their competition?
The 16s are going very well this year too, headed up by Terry McCall. They've played 3, won 2 and lost 1. Their 2-1s have actually been very convincing, very high scores, and they were just unfortunately by Antrim last weekend. So they're playing home this weekend in Killigordon against Cavan at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. And if they win this game, do they advance to the final, or is...
Well, it's looking like it. I think it has to wait to see what way other teams finish up, but it's looking like it, they should.
Yeah. And of course, Donegal traditionally, and you would have come up through the under 16 and minors yourself, have always been particularly strong and done well at under 16 and minor, and maybe have had a bit of a lull over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think for the last couple of years, I think they've been trying to find their feet, I suppose, new managers and stuff. And I think a lot of managers have come in and are trying to maybe get 2 or 3 years under their belt to kind of get to know their players. As you know yourself, when I was growing up, Kenny Griffin nearly had every underage team.
Yeah.
And so he knew his players very well. So I suppose it's a learning curve for a manager when they come in, as well as players. But the teams are competing well. They're maybe just not getting over the final hurdle, really.
Yeah. And talk to me, as you said, the new team this year is under 21, first time?
Yep. They're in this year in a National League campaign, so they're out now on the 24th of May against Meath in the first, and then 2 weeks later they're out against Louth. So they're in preparation at the minute. They're kind of joint training with the senior squad because there's quite a few players overlap.
Yeah, and I think the management overlap as well, don't they?
Yeah, it's the same management team, and the captain this year for the under-21s is Eamor Geller from Termon.
Yeah, and tell me, how many games have the under-21s? You see, it's a kind of a National League format.
It's a National League format. They're going into an actual league. But I haven't actually got the full list of fixtures yet.
But they'll have more than just the two games.
Oh yeah, they'll have more.
Yeah. So, and obviously we can't discuss ladies football at the moment, but talk about the ladies and this year's senior team. And I suppose you were there up to this time last year, stepped away from it at the end of last season, and really have bounced back very well.
Yeah, the girls are flying at the minute. Absolutely, they're unbeaten so far, as you know. Just one draw in the leagues, which forced the playoff last weekend against Cavan. So the girls luckily, or thankfully, came out on top of it. And they've now played Westmeath, who finished fourth. So that's semi-finals on Sunday. It's a double header in Clonus.
Yeah, and of course, obviously hoping to get to a league final. And
well, fingers crossed, they've already overturned Westmeath in the league, so that's not saying anything, but we're hoping.
Anyway, so obviously things going particularly well.
Things are going very well, yeah, at the minute. Ladies football, as you see, it is at a good, it's at an all-time high, really, at the minute. And I suppose it's helping, it's filtering down to your underage, and it's giving a good vibe off, and it's giving an incentive for young ones to get more involved. And it's now, I suppose, it's trying to get more referees and coaches involved, really, now to kind of help out and keep it growing.
Yeah, because I've noticed that as well. You've run a few seminars and stuff for referees.
Yeah, we've run a good few courses this year. Thankfully, our development officer, Donald Sharkey, has managed to get every course under the sun to try and get as many involved and qualified in ladies football. Cause there's quite a few coaches that we have would have come through men's, but wouldn't have really come through the ladies system. So it's great to see we've such a good turnout at the courses now.
Brilliant.
But I suppose we're always looking for more.
Well, anyway.
Coaches and referees.
Anyway, look at thanks for joining us, Kelly, and keep up the good work.
No bother, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Okay, and no regret about hanging up your county boots. No,
not yet.
Any chance of maybe making a comeback?
Well, we'll never say never, but not this year. It's on it anyway.
Look at Kelly. Thanks a million. Okay.
No bother, Tom. Thank
okay,
you.
That'll go.
Kelly Wilson there of the Donegal Ladies Board PRO. Looking ahead to the weekend action, quite a busy weekend for Donegal ladies. Obviously, the seniors are in that Tesco Homegrown Ladies National League. I keep saying Alliance League. It's Tesco Homegrown Ladies National League Division 2 semi-final against Westmeath, who ironically are one of their mentors is a former Donegal player and All-Ireland winner, Nadine Doherty from St. Junan's. She's involved in the back room with Westmeath, so she'll have a certain amount of inside knowledge on Donegal for that game. But Donegal already have seen off Westmeath pretty comprehensively a couple of weeks ago in the earlier rounds of the league. And of course the under-14s and the under-16s are in championship action this weekend as well. The under-14s away to Cavan in Templeport, while the under-16s are at home to Cavan in Killigarden. So we wish all those teams all the best. Tatoe Gears the Clashon Clark come and look last Gail and Shock on the show. Let me Tom Comack as with you as always as usual until 9 o'clock. And well, still to come, we'll be speaking to Declan Bonner, the Donegal minor football manager, in a moment. He'll be looking ahead to Donegal's Ulster minor league final meeting with Derry in Healy Park. That game has a 12 o'clock throw in on Saturday afternoon. And well, Donegal bidding to win back to back Ulster minor football league title for only the second time ever. Would you believe it, the last time they won it was the very first time, or the very first 2 years of the Ulster Minor League in 1962 and 63. We'll talk a little bit about that later as well. But congratulations this week, I suppose, has to go to Donegal hurlers and their manager Ray Jurek on Donegal retaining their Division 2 National Hurling League B status with that replay victory over Tyrone in the Celtic Park on Saturday afternoon. And also congratulations to Tyrone under-21s. They defeated Roscommon in the All-Ireland Under 21 semi final, and we will play Tipperary the weekend after next, and somewhat of a novel under 21 final pairing. But certainly, Tyrone, of course, who defeated Donegal by a point a couple of weeks ago in the Ulster final, certainly very impressive down in Markovic Park last Saturday evening against the Connacht champions. And well, just some news on championship football. Certainly worrying news for Tyrone followers emerging today. Sean Kavanagh, their leading forward and indeed the versatile player, is somewhat in a race against the clock to be ready for the Donegal-Tyrone Ulster Championship clash on May the 17th. Kavanagh had a knee operation just last week, and as he said, he's dicing with time now to be fit for that meeting with Donegal. Good news for here that Mickey Hart was back at training with the Red Hands on Tuesday night after having a procedure the week before last as well, and I think all Gaels delighted to hear about that. But as I said, it's Ulster Minor Football League final action this weekend. Donegal bidding for a second in a row, and their manager is Declan Bonner.
Well, Declan, I suppose only a couple of days to go, and Donegal back in another Ulster Minor League final, and going back once again as the defending and reigning champions.
Yeah, it's been a good campaign, Tom. The lads have performed well, and we've looked at a lot of players. And, you know, at the end of the day, the big picture is always going to be the 17th of May, but, you know, and also titles to be collected on Saturday is not going to be easy against Derry, but, you know, it's one that we're looking forward to, and one that we're going out to win.
And talk to me about the campaign so far. Really, you know, looking at your scores, 5-23-1-4 against Fermanagh, 1-16-7 against Tyrone, 4-18-3-7 against Derry, 1-6-1-3 against Antrim in your final league game, and 3-10-1-8 against Down last week. You'd have to say it's been very, very impressive.
Yeah, it's been impressive. I mean, there's a lot of pace on the side, Tom. There's a lot of good quality players out there, and they're working really, really hard. And, you know, Derry, the last time we played Derry, we put up a big score against Derry, but I think maybe since then, Derry have gone fairly defensive. So we know we're going to be up against a lot of bodies next Saturday, and that's one that we're going to, it's another challenge for our boys, to be quite honest, and one that I'm looking forward to.
And just remind us again how many survivors you have from last year's team that won the league, that won the championship and went all the way to the All-Ireland?
Yeah, there's six members of last year's squad still with us, and all performing well, even though Conor Doherty's out injured at the moment, and we have Conor Doherty, Gary McFadden, Michael Carr, who's captain of the side, Stephen McMenamin, Ethan O'Donnell, and Danny Rogers. So yeah, six members of last year's, you know, all influential characters, and you know, they're leading by example this year.
And of course, they've been added to by a very successful group at under 17 over the last season as well.
Yeah, we've had a lot of the 17s in from last year, and we picked up a number of the 16s also. So yeah, it's a good mix, and you know, they're playing together as a team, and they're playing as a unit. And you know, sometimes it's difficult to get them together and get them blended together. But this bunch has done that, and you know, they've worked extremely hard and they've trained hard, and they're an exciting bunch.
And tell me, what kind of influence can you notice of those guys that are there from last year? Because they have been probably one of the most successful minor teams ever in the county in terms of the only one ever to reach a final, an All Ireland final.
Yeah, they're real leaders. Like Neil Carroll's captain of the side, as I said this year, and Steve McMenamin's vice captain, and you know, the other lads have all. I mean, they're all leading by example on the training ground and the dressing rooms. But you know, we just don't isolate those six players from the rest. The lads coming from the 17s are equally as important, as are the younger lads coming through from under 16. So it's just about getting those lads all blended together and playing for the team, and that's what they've done, to be quite honest. But no, when you're looking for leaders, like, there's a lot of leaders within that group of players, and you know, it's as I say, it's been a good start. We know it's a tough campaign ahead of us, and we know that, you know, the 17th of May is a big ask against Tyrone, but it's one that, you know, no more than this Saturday coming against Derry, it's games I guess we're looking forward to.
And for you and your management team, has it been different this year? Has the approach been different? You know, this time last year you were heading out and you know, hoping to win a minor league and a minor championship for the first time in quite some time.
Well, yeah. Well, the goals have remained the same, to be quite honest. You know, we got to win every game we play. We played a number of good quality challenge matches early in the year, and we managed to win those. And the minor league campaign has been the exact same. We just go out. We want to see players. We want to see, can they perform at that level? And that's one thing, training, but just you need to bring it to match day. And, you know, we've looked at most of this. I think we've looked at all the squad and the games to date. And, you know, we'd probably have a fair idea at this stage what our 23, 24 will be going into the championship. There's a couple of injuries that have been niggling away over the last couple of weeks that haven't gone away. Conor Doherty, as I said, is getting a scan done on his knee. Nisho Boyle has been out with a groin injury, and Keelan McDade from Terman, who have been playing very well, has done ankle ligament damage, and he looks the guy that's probably going to be out the longest and probably will miss the 17th of May.
Yeah, and in terms of Conor Doherty, what's the prognosis at this stage? Obviously, you're waiting for scan results, but what's the feeling of the medics?
Well, Conor Doherty had a knee injury last year that held him back, and you know, he came back playing really, really well at the start of this year and had been playing really, really well up until his injury. And we're hoping it's not too serious, and as I say, we won't really know. It's a knee injury, but we just don't know the extent of it. But we'll know more by the weekend, and fingers crossed that it's not too serious, and that he'll be ready for the Tyrone match.
And how difficult, or has it been a difficulty to prepare for this game, and probably even the latter stages of the minor league, knowing that, you know, your Ulster Championship is only 3 weeks away?
Well, it's not. I mean, the games that we're playing are quite welcome at this stage. You know, they're good quality matches, competitive matches. Saturdays will be the last now before we play Tyrone. But, I mean, there's been a lot of these young lads have been. I mean, a lot of club matches have been played, a lot of minor league fixtures that had to be played, and you know, some of these lads, when we were looking back at what they were doing over the last maybe two fortnight, they were out maybe 12 out of 14 nights either training, playing with clubs, playing with their club senior teams. So it's a lot, and there's a huge demand on these players. And we're hoping now after this Monday night that with the minor league final taking place on Monday night that we'll get a clear run for the next 3 weeks, and that know that we can avoid injury.
And you obviously have to play it a bit cagey as well, I suppose, have you, at this stage, maybe to keep a rabbit or two in the hat for later in the year. Obviously, well, listen, obviously Tyrone will be watching, and everybody else will be watching you at this stage.
Yeah, listen, the one thing that we have done, Tom, and you know, we tend to worry about our own game, and if we can get our own players' performance at the levels that we know they can, then they'll be a difficult bunch to beat. You know, we've changed tactics a number of times this year in terms of the game plan, and probably, you know, we have a couple of game plans that we can throw out, and you know, we're not looking past the area this weekend. The silverware to be won in Omagh on Saturday, and you know, that's our first priority. Big pictures, the 17th of May, then 3 weeks down the line. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting couple of weeks. Exciting for these players, and excitement for everyone involved in the squad, you know.
I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but if you do happen to do it, it'll be only the second time ever, because Donegal have only ever done it once before, put Ulster minor leagues back to back. That was in the early 60s, long before your time.
I wouldn't say long before my time, but it was before my time, all right. But I wasn't aware of that, all right. But I'm sure Mr. Pádraig Maché would have been involved around that time. He'll be filling me in on all those details.
Yeah, and Derry, as you said, you know, you beat them comprehensively enough, 4-18 to 3-7 in Ballybuffet a couple of weeks ago. But it's the only game they lost, and, you know, they've come through and beat the winners of the other section, Armagh, last week.
Yeah, they've been very impressive. I watched them against Tyrone earlier on this campaign, and they were very, very good. They're well organised. They've had this and Pat Marab players in now over the last 2 months, and that's been a big, big help to them. And other years gone by, St. Pat's Marab would have went through the Hogan Cup final, and it'd be very difficult to get the whole squad together. And but no, they're well organised, and they have a number of very, very good players. So, you know, we're always going to be a big task ahead of us. We know we beat them in Ballybuffet, but that game 3 or 4 weeks ago will have no bearing on Saturday's game, and we're prepared for a battle on Saturday, and you know, it's one that we're looking forward to.
And then obviously turning your thoughts straight away to May 17th.
Yeah, once we hit the dressing room on the way back after, on the way in from the match, it'll be all systems go for the 17th. So, yeah, it's an exciting time, all right.
Look, Declan, thank you, and the best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Tom.
Declan Bonner there, the Donegal minor football manager, bidding for a second Ulster minor league in a row, and as we mentioned there, it'll be only the second time ever if they have achieved that. 1963 was the last time when Donegal put Ulster minor league titles back to back. The beat down 3-6 to 2-4 in 1962. That game was played in Maharafelt on the 3rd of June, and again they repeated the performance and the result, scoring 3-6 again the following year, and Down scored 2-4, and that game was played in Ballinascreen on the 23rd of June. And well, that's all courtesy of Father Sean's J Book of Donegal, J Book of Facts, the Bible for all followers of Donegal football. Just if we have time, we might go through just some of the players on that team. It was Cathal Gallagher from St Junan's, in McNulty, Ballyshannon, in McKelvey, Glenties, and E Gallagher, Downings, P Sweeney, St Alls, A Laidley, St Junan's, H Freel, Kerry Keel, F Campbell, I think that's Frankie Campbell, Glenties, and Declan O'Carroll, Bundoran, of course, now living here in Edderkenny, Mickey McLean, Clune, Ballyshannon, P. Winston, St. Jonas, F. McCallion, Pádraig McShay, Ballyshannon, Saoirse Williamson, St. Alls, and Michael Doherty, McCools. And well, that tells the noise in the background tells you that's about it for this week. My thanks to my special guest tonight, John McDermott, Kelly Wilson, and Declan Bonner, and as always to Jimmy Stafford, who was on controls. From me, Tom Comick, on next week's Slánagas Bannock.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online, this is Highland.